প্রভুপাদ কি জয়, গৌর প্রেমানন্দে। সো ওয়েলকাম, লেট আস কন্টিনিউ আওয়ার ফোর্থ এন্ড দ্য লাস্ট সেশন অফ দিস সেমিনার, প্রিচিং ইজ এ সেন্স। Just we were learning what to preach from the experience of the devotees and teaching of Srila Prabhupada. Who can preach and whom to preach? So this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita is a guideline whom to preach. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is a guiding verse for whom to preach. Jare dekho, wherever you see, jare dekho tare ko, wherever you see and whoever you see, just tell them what? Krishna bolo, Krishna kaho, Krishna siksha. What we should do? Krishna bolo, chant Hare Krishna. What else we say? Krishna siksha, which means Bhagavad Gita. Krishna seva means worship Krishna. So to whom we preach? Anybody and everybody. Because the method of preaching which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, Sankirtan. And when we do Sankirtan, the sound reaches to what we speak of the human beings. It reaches even to the insect and the animals, and they are also delivered. So it is an indiscriminate preaching to all. The principle of preaching is Bhagavad Gita. Ye me matam idam nityam anutishtanti manavaha. Sri Krishna is saying, this my message or my opinion or my teachings are for all human beings. Ye me matam idam anutishtanti manavaha means anybody who says I am manava, if he is a human being, it's for all. And Srila Prabhupada was once asked in Indore, when he was preaching there on Gita Jayanti, he was speaking, people are using the Gita and not actually glorifying Krishna, the speaker of Gita. So it is injustice with Gita. These people are not understanding Gita. So somebody said, Srila Prabhupada, why are you criticizing some people? The sadhu must be samdarshi. Samdarshi means equal vision. Prabhupada said, I have equal vision. I have distributed the message of Bhagavad Gita all over the world without discrimination. So Srila Prabhupada says, my samdarshani, is that I gave the message of Bhagavad Gita to white, to black, to Indian, to African, to Russian, to all. This was Prabhupada's answer. It means, this is my realization personally. Srila Prabhupada's time preaching was by the Western devotees. Mostly they were Western devotees. And when they were going for book distribution, they were going to person, whoever he is. And they were chanting holy name in the market. Anybody can hear. It's not, there's no restriction for anybody. But gradually, over the years, we see that we are doing this selective preaching. Of course, Harinam is open. When we do it in Harinam Institute, everybody can hear. Srila Prabhupada's mood of Sankirtan is twofold. One Sankirtan is book distribution, other Sankirtan is congregation development. Prabhupada said like that. Two Sankirtan. One Sankirtan is book distribution, other Sankirtan is congregational development. It means reaching to the people. In these both Sankirtan, we should be open to all people and give up opportunity to all people. No partiality. No discrimination. Anybody can take part. Still, we see the one Russian devotees go for preaching and book distribution. Even to the anybody they meet, they just give book. They may take, may not take. But we give opportunity to all people. We don't know who will take it. So whom to preach in our mind, we should have a very broad vision that the message which we have got of Sri Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada is for every town and village. Is for all people of the world. Is for all time and for all places. Vishnujan Maharaj, early days he decided, I want to reach to the people which are not approachable by road. So he hired a big boat from Prayagraj, Allahabad. And he has 2-3 Western devotees with him and one they took the Bengali speaking devotee. So through the river Ganga, in a upstream they used to go a couple kilometers and then whichever village come, they stop there in the evening. They do Harinam. Then they make some simple prasad, some sweet, and then they distribute there. Then in the evening they chant and speak something and next morning get their boat again on next village. It was 1 month they wanted to have program like that. So they reached to one village and nobody was from house they were looking like that, nobody is coming for the kirtan. They could not understand what is this, but the one who was with them, he said, this whole is a Muslim village. The whole village is a Muslim village. So anyway, Hare Krishna is for everybody. So since they were doing kirtan, then they made prasad. Nobody was coming. Then children came. Then children took prasad. And then all people came. And by next morning when they were leaving, whole village came and saw them off. So it's not that because there's nobody there who knows what is Hare Krishna. So if Prabhupada would have thought like that, then how the Krishna conscious movement would have come in existence? There was no single person Prabhupada's audience in the early days. From Bharat background. But if Prabhupada sees somebody from Bharat, he was very happy to see him. And he will encourage him to please you, join us. But most of the time he used to tell the Bharatvasi settled overseas, he said, it is your responsibility to distribute Krishna consciousness. But you are neglecting this, so my disciples are doing this. Now you should help them financially. Prabhupada told them in Australia like that. You help them financially. Now I'm giving example what is mood of Prabhupada for preaching. To whom to preach. When Brahmananda Swami was deputed to go and preach in Kenya, Africa. He was preaching there nice successfully and Prabhupada visited Kenya. So he asked Brahmananda, so? And this is another thing Prabhupada said, so what, how about accounts here? How the income, what expenditure? Because ultimately Lakshmi is for Krishna. He said, there's nothing to write. Why? He said, these are pious Hindus, they are giving everything and we are just preaching to them. He said, this is not preaching. These Hindus which came from India, they are already devotees. There is a little maya, don't worry. You preach to the local people here. And then Prabhupada called the local Indian, he said, can you hire some hall and invite the local people, African? And then Prabhupada went there and they did kirtan, and these African came and they were dancing like anything, and then they distributed prasad, and Prabhupada said, this is the purpose of preaching to the local people. Preach to the local people. This message is for the all. It's not only that those who are already from the background of Bharat Varsha, they should take to this Krishna consciousness. It's international society. There must be an international approach. So specifically Prabhupada's this message in Kenya is very clear cut that you go and preach to each and every person. And then some devotees now say that, where are Hare Krishna gone? We don't see them on the roads. It means they were relishing this. And one of our leaders, he revealed that now the movement is surviving on low-lying fruit, which means getting only donation from the Indian community, not going out and preaching to the people who they are waiting. People are waiting. Log intezar kar rahe hain, kab aayenge Hare Krishna wale. Yes. They say, in our country here, if you see, there's a tourist country. The tourists are coming from all over the world. Why can't we have something here as a tourist point in our temple? Tourist, like in Delhi, they made this one small expo of Bhagavad Gita, and all the tourist buses are just coming in line there. Not only there's a source of income, but people are having darshan of the deities. They are getting little prasad, little charanamrit. So why we can't have some picnic point for the people as something where they can come as a tourist and see the culture? You know the early days preaching methodology, to whom to preach, what they used to do is, early morning, they get out at night, say from home, go to the public places where people are walking, they do Harinam. Then they give out free address, please come afternoon for free lunch and cultural program and enjoy. So they go do like that, and even in their van, if there is a place, they can take few people back, and then they plan the whole from Friday, Saturday and Sunday for a program. And many people were coming because they give an invitation. So here in Mauritius, for tourists, we should develop some attraction for the tourist. Even our Vrindavan, when people are going to Agra to see Taj Mahal, most of them drop in Vrindavan. And they come for the visit. We are so much popular as the international society. We have experience in Kumbh Melas. Some foreigner is lost. He don't know where to go. Police only dump them in ISKCON because they think only they belong to ISKCON. They bring them to us. Say, we found him. And then when they found us, they find that, oh, this is the moment which give us respect. Then they come in a groups to take prasad. And once there were some Russian taking prasad there regularly. When I visited Russia, I met that boy, and he said in whole Kumbh Mela ISKCON prasad was number one. And he made, so it means the message reached to the next country through prasad. And he was going, and we were feeding prasad and requesting, please come with us for Harinam. So he was going every day for Harinam also. So this is a tourist country. We can have some strategy to bring the people to our center. And we should develop some attraction at our center. We went with 125 rupees and 500 rupees ticket to see your seven color land. There was nothing there. You can set 180 color deities. You can have so many colors in the Radha Krishna Balaram. They let them see this multicolor deities. What is there? I don't see. And people are there just standing. Why can't we develop some? This was Prabhupada's mood. He said, if you are intelligent, you sit at one place, people will come to you. This is called lazy intelligence for preaching. You just sit in one place and do something, people come and see you. So to whom to preach, even, we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inspiring dog to have a hand up and chant Hare Krishna. So what to speak? And many, we have many stories that cow used to come in everyday class. And I remember the one dog was walking with Padyatra. And on Ekadashi they used to give him bread, he was not eating bread. Ekadashi dog was fasting. Yeah, we have seen this. And we never saw in 1 month Kumbh Mela that dog passed urine or a stool in the camp. And where he went, he just go out and then come back and whole day he's in Mangal Arati. He's fasting on Ekadashi. And the day cart left, dog was not there. When he came, he was howling and howling. We have to put the dog in car and we have to catch the Padyatra, and we left the dog with the Padyatra. So it means preaching, if can influence such a, like a dog or some animal, like a cow, why can't people can be changed if there is a sincerity? This is an example. We have seen with our eyes these type of examples. And this Padyatra is another way in India. This has reached to all villages. So when we go in a village and do Harinam, it's not that it's only Hindus they will listen at, or the Christian they listen at, or Muslim listen. It is for all. When we distribute books, it's for all. And the principle, particularly when I understand this principle and present this as my realization, Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Sun God. Why Krishna has selected Sun God as his first student? To give us the idea that one Sun God, my student, is giving light to the whole world. Indiscriminately is giving the enlightenment, light and life to everybody. It means my devotees like that should give enlightenment to all people. Indiscriminately is the sun when rising, it is only rising and giving light to the Hindus. It is only rising in Mauritius or India, Africa? No, everywhere. So, this is the message. First, the student of Bhagavad Gita is universally giving light and life and purifying. It means those who are followers in the parampara of Bhagavad Gita, their message is for all people, all time, all places. So the strategy here in this country, we should make how there are, even here when I hear this, I am really surprised when they say Hindu community and Tamil community. I am really surprised. They are both followers of the Vedas. This is a Vedic Sanatan Dharma followers. How they are separate? This morning I was meditating. Next time I should invite somebody from Andhra Pradesh who speak the Telugu language and have a program with them, and sometime bring some Tamil speaking devotee and he should speak to the Tamil people. They are, how can we say that they are from Vedic civilization? How this is, why this is a separation here? Is it right? That Hindus and Tamils are separate here, no? Yes. Prabhupada wanted united nation, and then in one, even in one community there are branches. So the vision of preaching should be, we don't have, this is my problem. When I see, when we stand like this, we are open to all in Harinam. And in the street where we distribute books, we are all. But if we ask, go to home, then you can only go to the home which have a two red flag of Hanuman. You will not go to the other home. Why? You go to other home and say, this is a nice message of God. They may not take, may take. What is the problem? Why? We have a narrow vision. It's not a Prabhupada's vision of preaching. We should give opportunity to all. Because this, as I was telling earlier, there are some people, they are ignorant and innocent. They will respect and accept. They will respect and expect. And if we don't give this message and opportunity to these people, then we are not doing our job properly. Some people may be ignorant and abstinent. We should not waste time on that. But still we can give them prasad. Or some gift. They may take, may not take, but we offer them. But how do you what do you think? Many people on the planet are ignorant or abstinent? Simple people are many. This time when I was in Dubai, some person was telling me, people are now realizing, before 2000 years, now 2017, before that, what was which path people were following before Christ? 1400 before Muhammad, what path people were following? You can understand, this is we have a culture which at least from the point of modern research, more than 5,000 years old. The Mohenjo-daro, we have seen the culture where they have Hanuman's deities coming out from there, and Lord Shiva's deities is there, and so this is over 5,000 years civilization, which is historically available here. But before that, in the Puranas, we know the millions of years before civilization was there. So people are realizing now there's an education. Now there's an education. People know that yes, this is civilization is the oldest civilization. And when really we present the things, we have done sometime interfaith preaching when I was in Karachi. Once or twice we were invited in some church when different people from different religion were supposed to speak their philosophy, and then people have to ask questions. I was once there or twice, I have this recorded. When they ask question, nobody has answer. And when I answered all these questions, all those leaders, they said, we have a misconception about Vedic Sanatan Dharma. Now what you are saying is completely scientific and convincing. Have you any book? They wanted to get it. They wanted to know it, but they don't know it. And the false publicity in their mind has misguided them. So interfaith dialogues, we have to agree on certain points, and audience, 90% are innocent. 90% are simple, waiting for Krishna consciousness. This verse of Bhagavad Gita, everybody follows me, Krishna says. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tans tateva bhajamiham mam vartmano vartante manushyaya partha sarvasya. When Krishna is saying manushyaya partha sarvasya, all the people are following my path. Some are knowing and some are not knowing. So those who are knowing must give this message to those who are not knowing. This is Prabhupada's understanding of Bhagavad Gita. Everybody is following Krishna's path. This verse is. So, if we go and give them opportunity, many people who are simple can take advantage of this. As I'm again saying, we have to organize a preaching strategy to reach to the masses and to reach to the classes. So indiscriminately we should do this. I think maybe 6-7 years back, once on this island, we went to the hospital. There was Chinese also listening when I was speaking about stress management and something. So Chinese were there. Some doctors, Muslims were there. You just start saying that when I'm going like this, so they know I'm Krishna conscious. So there's nothing, no wrong. They want to know something, and there are some sincere people, they are waiting for that. But why we are not reaching to them? Why we are limited? So whom to preach? Yare dekho tahe kaho Krishna upadesh. And who preach? This is another question. Prabhupada said Saraswati can preach. It means a child can preach. You play a good drama, child can play a good drama as a Prahlad Maharaj. And his faith people can see in Krishna and people can be enlivened by that. A child can preach. Just organize good drama. And let use the children to play the drama. Their parent will come. They may not be devotee, but they will come to see the children. And children has a vacation, have workshop for them. Because parents get crazy when children are at home during vacation. So why don't you give them a safety wall? Oh, our bus will pick them up. And 3 days we have workshop for them. Or we will train them some moral education and some drama we prepare, and after 10 days let them play drama and all the parents will automatically come. So why can't we engage the children in this way? And vacations. In your country, nobody is going outside in vacation. In India there is a problem because they travel, but here nothing to travel. You go here or there, anywhere you are we can reach you. It's 1 hour, all anywhere we can reach in 1 hour. We can have some nice program for children. Harinam Sankirtan, both ladies and gents used to do. And well, in Krishna consciousness, We have a full facility for anybody who wants to preach. May he be Mataji or Prabhuji, female or male or child or old. Everybody can preach. But there is one sect in Vrindavan is very popular. And most of the property is purchased by that. Followers of that one person. All their preachers are ladies. All are lady preachers. Brij Parkari, Brij Sundari. See, everybody's name is with Krishna or Vrindavan. And they are very popular. And I know many, many good ladies, they are speaking from a pandal of over 100,000 people listening to the katha. So if you train some good matajis to really preach, the revolution will be unimaginable. Very successful preaching. We have like ISKCON youth forum, we have girl youth forum. ISKCON girl youth forum. We teach them cooking classes. They come for learn cooking classes. All the girls will come. Some youth girls program separately. Where I was recently, in Ujjain. They use some good name for this girl form. I forgot. But they had a wonderful drama. All the girls, they did the wonderful drama. Grown up, all young girl, one some married, some unmarried, but they had a wonderful drama about the present culture, how it is degraded. So last night in a Shivala I was telling, 7 days a week there must be engagement in the temples. Why this big building Shivala your parents has made in a village and only once in a while there is a function there? Why not every day? One day for the ladies, one day for senior citizen, one day for this, one day for this. Why can't we organize? Why can't we bring the people here regular basis? If ladies preach, they will invite ladies. If the children have their program, the children's parent will come. If the senior citizen you arrange, they will come. I was really very much happy and impressed when Phoenix I saw over 100 senior citizens came to hear Bhagavatam. There were some old devotees, some just they wanted to come. So the preaching is for all people. We should make a strategy to reach to the people. Some may accept, some may not expect, doesn't matter. Success has always first criticism. Those who tolerate criticism then will be successful. Then there is an opposition. First criticism, then opposition. Prabhupada was criticized so much by his own god brothers and Indians. He's giving Brahman Diksha to the ladies, he's giving Gayatri Mantra to the ladies. There's a Brahmacharani ashram. Prabhupada said, well, it's all right. They are useful for preaching, so why should I not give them facility? Then there's an opposition, criticism and opposition. And you have to bear that opposition. Then the success is, all these things are the hurdle in the success. Don't afraid of the opposition or criticism. You are doing something, therefore somebody is criticized. You are doing something, therefore there is an opposition. So go ahead, then the success is there. Well, we have to respect culture. In India, Prabhupada, sometimes, Western world, after Harinam, they used to have, some conch shell and people used to put some changes in that. But it was okay for Western world. But when the devotees started doing this in India, Prabhupada said, stop it. People think we are beggars. Because in India, people doing beggar like doing like that. But we are the saintly, we should not do it there. So we have to respect the culture. In Western world, all the temples, the deity decoration, the dressing were done by Matajis. Aartis were done by the Matajis. But in India, Prabhupada said, no, it is here a culture. In Vrindavan or some other places, we have to maintain the etiquette which is already prevalent here. So we have to respect the cultural difference, but everybody should be given to preach. Preaching, there is no restriction. Jahanva Mata was the leader of the Gauriya Vaishnava preachers after Goswamis. After the Panchatattva and all the followers of God, she actually brought back the unity in the whole Gauriya Vaishnava culture. Ganga Mata Goswami is another very popular Mataji. Even still we celebrate Ganga Mata Goswami's disappearance day, appearance day, and she has a place in Jagannath Puri. And presently we have so many powerful, good Mataji preachers. So, and we invite them and we give them, and they are very useful. We have seen very, very good result by preaching. So anybody can preach. Children can preach. Boys can preach, but we should give facility to all. We should have a same age, say, like girls, ISKCON youth, girl form, ISKCON youth boys form, ISKCON senior citizen form, ISKCON ladies form. You just make certain give opportunity to all. Let's see how many people are coming, and they will come. People want to come, but we have to, we facilitate them. So, mood of preaching, even early days, what they were doing preaching, they were getting a school. We are put a cultural program. And they were going with a band in schools. They were booking. One team was going in advance booking schools, college, universities. They were getting money from them, and then they used to perform there. Nice and drama, and then both Matajis and Prabhus doing dramas, the male and female, and then were doing singing, nice thing, bringing deities there. In America they were doing like that. Traveling parties. Prabhupada went in certain programs like that. They were doing it. This movement all over the world is spread when they reach to all people. And even Prabhupada said, those who go and preach to the countries where it is not easy to preach, I personally appreciate that Prabhupada has that mood. So why Prabhupada wanted to say like this? Because ultimately for the devotees to peacefully live, as yesterday we discussed what Prahlad Maharaj said, khalo prasidatam. Khalo, envious people. In that purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes, there are two types of envious. One is snake. But snake can be charmed by herbs or by some mantra. But the envious people are very difficult to deal. Therefore, only khala prasidatam, by giving them opportunity of Krishna consciousness, then their heart changes. So Prabhupada wanted these people, their heart to change by providing them glimpse of Krishna consciousness, Krishna prasad, and Harinam Sankirtan. And anybody can do Harinam Sankirtan and distribute prasad, there's no problem. So we should devise a strategy to reach to all walk of people, all culture of people. Expose them to Krishna consciousness. We have variety of literature now. We have scientific literature, we have cultural literature. Everything is spiritual, but this our one center in Pune, this one Radha Shyam, he has written so many wonderful books for youth, which anybody can read. You can give to anybody. It's all Prabhupada's purpose, but in a presentable way to anybody can. Those who are not maybe from the background of Vedic civilization, they can also relish that. And many youth are joining there. Russia is another place which is, there are people from different walks. There are some people from different backgrounds. They are taking to Krishna consciousness seriously. There's no problem. So personally, I feel when I go to Russia, I feel really this Prabhupada will be very pleased and Pancha Tattva will be pleased, because I don't see anybody from Indian background. 1 month I don't see one single person from a Indian background. It's all Russian. They don't know language at all. But still they are happy to hear Krishna Katha with translation. And they are doing wonderful kirtan. There's no free permission. They get permission and then they set some stage in a man like Paul Lewis. And some big ground about in the middle of the town, they set up something, then they start doing kirtan, on one side Mataji, one side Prabhus, and for 2 hours they have a permission, and then people watch and see and what is going on. But they still do book distribution and all this. So this type of preaching will please Prabhupada. That is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every town and village. So we should really make some strategy. Don't be just live in a comfort zone. All right, some divination is coming, and all these pious Hindus are giving. No, this is not the mood. The mood is reach to the, take risk for Krishna. Krishna will protect and give us realization. Take risk for Krishna. Give gift to the people, book. People will buy a book. There are always intellectual people, they are interested in bona fide literature. Okay, thank you very much showing your interest in preaching as a sense, and I hope something we will do here and make a united effort to Prabhupada's vision of making this country Krishna conscious. Prabhupada, 10% people become Krishna conscious, then we can really change the whole spiritual revolution will come. And this spiritual revolution is for good everybody, with a peace and happiness and prosperity. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Some questions or comment or discussion or some realizations?
We thank Prabhu for all session of the seminar. And now it's question time. We have been asked the question. And Prabhu.
This is one question.
Give me paper, all pages.
Only this is. This is a single question. This also single but in two paper.
Oh, this question. Somebody who was present in last night's program in Caroline, he said, last night in the talk I discussed, if mother stay at home and they give their children prasadam to eat, they will get purified. But nowadays children buy biscuits to eat. When somebody gave biscuit to my son, he said, I am not dog. He said, why? He said, people are giving nowadays only biscuits are for the dogs. I don't know why. I'm just showing you. Why people are taking biscuit? Because nobody is cooking in home. You have to agree. Matajis are not interested in the kitchen. And why this has happened? Because you all are from the background where the main business of the girl is to learn cooking. But when you came here, your parent came here, these Francos, they gave you this free bread and some rice. And with that bread, you are conditioned that you can live with this bread. If you like, you can change. All those people, Western, they were on the breads and biscuit, but Prabhupada man gave rasgulla and gulab jamun and puri and sabzi, they threw their bread out. What is that? They say, only Vedic civilization has a cooking culture. You see, 108 preparation offering. Jagannath, Satriyatra, 108, 500 preparation offering. People only know in the world two things, bread, cheese, butter. Okay, here, there and rice. Finish. There is no variety where they go. So, but I say, I never said woman stay at home, Matajis. But if they are working, it's okay, all right, because the Kali Yuga, what can we do? But at least a spiritual atmosphere at home by mothers will only give a hope for the children to be spiritually inclined and God conscious. If the Matajis won't take their responsibility, male has no time in today's world. There's no possibility of children's in future to be gentlemen. Because the topic yesterday was Varna Shankar. So Varna Shankar is because there's no culture in home. The culture is always given by mothers. The tongue is, the language child speaks is called mother tongue. It means child learns his language from mother. All the culture is coming from mother. When mother breastfeed the child, all the culture, all the sanskaras, all the values, they come there. And when she feed, When mother is cooking, she is cooking with a love for the growth of a child. When outside person, they are making bread, they are making it for money. Therefore, when you eat outside food, only in your brain, money will bombard. Money, where is money? Where is money? Where is money? When you eat Krishna Prasad, you will think of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is very simple. You know, as the food, that is the mind. Jaisa ann, tesa man. So if you have this type of... So mothers has to take little. Therefore I said girls cooking classes. And they should be trained. They should develop a taste and love for that. And beautiful dishes, nice. There's a lot of taste in the food. But we don't know how to utilize it. And then we have developed and conditioned to these things. So Mataji's... couldn't eat biscuit. Hare Krishna. Yeah, we can make cookies. Prabhupada started distributing cookies to the children. No problem, we can make cookies. All right, why public biscuit? Why mechanized things? Why not homemade things? We can make it, no problem. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, is prasadam the most effective preaching weapon? Yes. Always most powerful weapon. It's prasadam. Srila Prabhupada said, when he was traveling from Pittsburgh airport to the New Vrindavan, he said to the devotees accompanying him, we have spread this moment by two things. He said, sweet kirtan and Krishna prasadam. These are the only two things by which the whole movement is established. Then one day Srila Prabhupada told, Brahmananda, you know, early days we were not having prasad even. Only we are chanting Hare Krishna. Hardly one apple. Sometimes we used to distribute to 20 people one slice. So even without prasad, Prabhupada started preaching. He said, but prasad, as soon as prasad entered into the distribution, the movement was like explosion. Prasad was most powerful tool for preaching, no doubt. Preaching to the different community is not difficult among the different ethnic groups. Please advise. In this country, there's no difficulty, because this country, there's only the difficulty I have seen is created by the British in India between the two ethnic groups. But in Middle East, there's no difficulty. In Russia, there's no difficulty in different people from different religion. Orthodox people, always there are 2%, 5% in all groups, they are fanatics, but more than 90% are very liberal, and they are always live together. There's no problem. So if we have interfaith approach, we respect their views, but we may accept, we may all agree on certain points, and we have to live together. So instead of rubbing against one another, it is better to be glued together. So in your country there's no problem. Some countries there is a problem, but not all places. America there's no problem. The freedom, everybody has a freedom. Europe there's no problem. Canada no problem. Here Mauritius there's no ethnic consciousness here. Somehow everything is, there's no fighting going on at all. Only 2-3 countries, there is a problem, but because it is created in such a way, still the effect is not fading. Though there is a difference, but not much. Hare Krishna, while preaching to children, how can they be engaged in Krishna consciousness? Please. As the modern education is encouraging tuition, not modern education, modern greedy educationist. Not education, it is not official that you send the children for tuition. It's not official. It is unofficial. But alright, tuition is okay, but always there is a time in vacation for Krishna conscious workshops, dramas and teaching. Always the children like this. This is the only thing for the children to enjoy and have a free time and a free atmosphere to grow their talents. The talents are not trained by tuition. This is a boring and botheration and a headache for these students. But somehow, neither the parents are able to take care of them, and people are exploiting the situation. But the children will be very happy in a free atmosphere, whatever talent they have, maybe singing, maybe dancing, maybe acting, that will come only when you give such facilities to them. Why not we give them facility? They have time. Children and children are never tired. We are tired. They are never fatigued. Niyat. They are never fatigued. Homework. I joke. There was one saintly person. And he has his follower sitting there. He said, "This hour Babaji can answer all questions. Please come here." So one couple came. He said, "Babaji, this homework for this child is very problem for us. Tell us something." Babaji says, "Because of that homework, I have become Babaji. I can solve all the problems, but the homework is a so dangerous problem at home, so I have become Babaji because of that." So only problem for homework is to become Babaji. When preaching the children what to do if the children don't want to, what is this? Listen, to become devotees. I said children from say 3 to 10 years, they will be very happy if you give them dancing, chanting, playing instrument and mose, whatever they like to eat, no problem. After 12 years, 12 plus, they have a different mood and different talk. And they only listen to their friends, and they only listen to the internet. They don't listen to you. So whatever you can do, do it before 11. 12 is your time over. You cannot control them after that. But till 11, if you really immunize them nicely by the good culture, then after that they may go side for some time, but they will come back because they have some good taste already there. So children, I mean, is this group children, not bigger than this will follow you, don't worry. They will listen to you because they are dependent on you. In the beginning we were enthusiastic to anything in Krishna consciousness. While we do lose this enthusiasm while to get entangled in the grihastha life. In the beginning, everything we are enthusiastic because we were simple and we have an aim that we are going to develop love of Krishna. But and all devotees give a good respect when we new come in the temple. They give good prasad, they give care. But when we become devotees, they give service. When they give service, then we think, oh, it is a little difficult. So because they are not ready for service in the beginning. So service, those who love service, they can last. Those who don't love service, they won't last. The only thing which keeps the devotees in Krishna consciousness is if they like kirtan. Kirtan is only the thing which can keep us always enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. All other things may fade. Of course, prasad and kirtan both. They will keep us enthusiastic. I have never seen anybody lazy when prasad distribution is there. Nobody is lazy at all when prasad distribution is there. So, in grihastha life, they are very happy. Grihastha, every day there is a program. What is the problem? What is the problem? For grihastha, I advise some places that 10 families make your own club. Each day, one person's house, we will have a program and we'll take prasad there. So only 10 days a week, or if you have 30 group, once a week, once a month, you have to do something. Otherwise, just have a good time. Why can't you do this? Why can't you say 20, 30 people have your own club? Krishna conscious club. Next day is your home, next day is your home. No problem. And then they will provide prasad. Oh, biryani aayegi, aagya, biryani khao. Ghar jao. And then we used to have a multiple dish party. So 10 families, you have to bring biryani, you have to bring say samosa, you have to bring halwa, you have to. So you have a 10 varieties from 10 houses and a big kirtan and good prasad, and no problem. What is the problem? If you have a little intelligence, you can organize something. Most important advantage of this is, now in your country there's not much need, but children will get 10 uncle and 10 aunties. Right now children has a problem. There's only 2-person mother and father in the home. And they are fighting among themselves and they are fighting with children. So they are in trouble. But if there are 10 families together, if you want to go to India for 10 days, the children can go, oh, I will go to the uncle's house. There are 9 uncle, 9 aunties. Because joint family is broken nowadays. Therefore you need this some groups of the grastha to live together. And the children will get a good you can raise the children in good atmosphere of a multiple uncle and aunts atmosphere. This is most important for the children. If you can do this, you will be very successful. Extremism is taking hold in certain religion. Now how to preach to that type of ethnic groups? They only accept some scripture. That's all right. You think yourself, you are saying, I'm only read Bhagavad Gita. You are also in that mood that this Maya is the best. So actually this is a reflection of our own mind. I think I am like this. If you are liberal, then you will find the liberal people. I went this year in February to a reunion of my old colleagues, doctors. There were 100 doctors came, and 85 of them were from the Karachi, from all Muslim background, all my friends. Only I had, I would say, 6-7 from background of our own community. But they gave me the respect, and they used to say, Guruji, Guru Sharmaji aya, Guruji. They are still writing me Guruji, and they gave all the respect. And they wanted me to speak something, and I invited the groups twice in a club for lunch, and they happily came. So I did not find any difficulty. If you are open, then people are open. If you are closed, then people are closed. Prabhupada was open, the people were open. So I did not find any difficulty. I'm going like this when I'm going there. And they know who am I, but still they have a respect. If you respect, they respect. When I was coming from the transit in Lahore, my class fellow four colonels, they came. They brought fruits, they said, oh, you are not eating onion, garlic, what can we do? We want to feed you something. But somehow they got fruit and they came, and for hours they were sitting and talking, but there's no problem. It's not that you have to say what you have, but you should be friend first. If you become friend, then they respect you. When they respect you, then they accept you. Become friend, they accept you also. There's no problem. Only problem is in our mind. Hare Krishna. People of India already know about Krishna. So what is the purpose of preaching to them? They don't only know Krishna. They know 3,300,000 gods. So we have to make them understand, select at least One who spoke Bhagavad Gita, because this is Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. We have to tell them, you have to understand, you know Krishna, but you don't understand Krishna. So we have to teach them more. And youth of the India don't know anything about Krishna. They say something like Prabhupada used to joke. They ask them, who is God? They will say, all are God. They will say, oh, all are God. Durga is God, Shiva is God, Ganesh is God, Krishna is God, Ram is God. Then Prabhupada said, if you ask some girl, who is your husband? If she says, all are my husband, is it good? Prabhupada said like this. He said, is it a gentleman's answer? No. So how can you say all are God? It's very easy and simple. They don't really listen. All they know only verbal thing. Nobody has, I can say one person has not read Bhagavad Gita. I even Indian, they have not read Bhagavad Gita. So they don't know anything. They just know verbal things. So they have to have a foundation of the books. So India, right now we are preaching to the India and we have 200, 300, 400, thousands of youth from the university and college. They are very much interested in Krishna consciousness. This is, go and see the full blessing temple, Delhi, Punjabi Bagh, Pune, Juhu, Chopati. There's a youth full, Kolkata, Mayapur, 500 brahmacharis, all youth. It's not that they don't, they understand. There's a need. Should one preach to his family, he invite some friend to preach, not himself. To your own family, you cannot preach. Only you should be good with your family and invite somebody else at family and say, oh, my friend has come and I invited him for food. Please, you also take part and let him speak something. So you don't try to preach your own family. Okay? Even initial devotees say that biscuits can, in the Easter, make your own cookies, don't, or get from Radha Golokanand. Mahaprasad cookies.
Hare Krishna, there is an appreciation for him from one of the participants, saying that, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for this inspiring seminar on preaching. Previously, whenever I saw you, I was wondering